orange there one and other one is there. I try to plant all the fruit.
Like Premban Dairy shows me his backyard.
Peach, guava, and that is apricot.
He was born and raised in Bhutan. From a well-to-do family, he owned a house and 25 acres of land. He was a school teacher, dividing his life between teaching math and working on the land.
So we got own food, rear cattle, and horse, cow, sheep, goat.
In the early 90s, he was caught up in the middle of the violence in Bhutan. He, along with more than 100,000 Bhutanese, had to flee. Nepal accepted the refugees and settled them by the bank of the Mai River.
No food, no medicine, nothing. Many people are dying, even children. I've seen every day around 40, 50 children dying.
18 years passed and the Bhutanese government refused over and over to accept the people. Prem's property was confiscated, the land was distributed to others, and his house was demolished. As the United Nations Refugee Agency spokesman Chris Boyan explains, the majority of refugees all over the world never make it out of the camps.
A very, very, very small fraction of refugees ever get resettled to a third country.
Hi! Hello!
This is Jolie Mboningabo, the director of the refugee program at the Area Agency for Aging. Jolie says many elderly come from rural communities where their lives were determined by unwritten rules of local traditions dating back thousands of years.
They were the person that everyone goes to get the last word from that wise person. So it's no longer existent here. They feel that.
On top of all this, they're at the age when the language acquisition drops sharply. They're often considered unemployable. They have hard times grasping things like public transportation or the basics of healthcare. Even some day-to-day perks may pose a challenge to them. Fred Bimak is a professor at George Mason University. He taught a refugee mental health class for years.
I see many refugees that have no understanding that there are unlimited drinks at fast food restaurants, just something as simple as that. And so we have high rates of despair and hopelessness and depression among the elder, and sometimes that results in suicide.
Elderly refugees rarely talk about their feelings. It's another cultural difference counselors like Jolie pay careful attention to.
Elders don't believe in mental health. You don't see any sign that you are sick. You are not bleeding. The bleeding is inside.
That's why the socialization is critical, Fred Bimak says. There is a concept in psychology called universality.
Wow, you feel alienated like I do? I feel better hearing that.
The flag is red, white, and blue. Independence Day is in July.
This is a citizenship class taught by the volunteers at the Area Agency for Aging. Students from Congo, Colombia, Bhutan, Rwanda, Burma are sitting next to each other, taking notes, repeating the words, trying to answer the questions, which don't come easily.
Do you know what communism is?
Barack Obama.
No.
No. I don't think so.
Communism, no like.
You know that. Like.
What's the most surprising moment when it comes to working with elderly refugees?
The overwhelming gratitude that they have and appreciation that they have for this country.
That was Andrea Cubero, an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer with Elderly Refugee Program. And back to Prem, he was one of the lucky ones. He got his paperwork approved for resettlement and arrived in the United States a few years ago. He is still helping refugees, volunteering as an interpreter, driver, assistant, to help people like himself. When asked what he misses the most, he always says Bhutan.
I was born there, grown up there. So mostly when I dream back to Bhutan.
Prem says he planted some grapes back in Bhutan right before the trouble started. And he dreamt about his grapevines the other day. He saw the grapes, black and ripe, right in front of him.
I tried to pluck it, but I don't know how. I could not reach them. No?
Regina Ravazova, KJZZ News, Phoenix.